Sonic 129 hanging out with Dear Rouge backstage. Woo! Sonic Boom 2014. You guys have already performed today. Yep. Tell me how it went.
We had a great time. I mean, Edmonton audience is amazing. You guys are into it. It's really fun. And 102.9 has been supporting us since we started as a band. So it's cool to see the fans singing along to our song. And being sort of a newer band, it's really, really cool to be a part of something so epic.
I did a couple interviews earlier, and I was kind of asking that same question. You know, you are a newer band, so it must be pretty surreal still to tour around to these other places and see people you've never seen before just singing your songs right back in your face.
Totally, that's super awesome. Like when we're playing and people are, they're singing songs, and we love to have fun on stage, right? Like no matter what, we'll have fun on stage. But when the audience is having fun with us, it's like so much better. And today, the Edmontonians.
Okay.
They were into it for early afternoon. They were rocking with us. It's good.
It sounded great. It looked great on stage. We were just talking. One of the guys who's coming to Mexico with us, Tyler, saw you at Red Deer College, which you said was your worst show you've ever seen. So do you have lots of horror stories from the road yet? Or was that the worst one?
We are collecting, but luckily we haven't done too bad, like no van breakdowns or,
Actually, we're currently in a little bit of a horror story.
Oh, let's hear it.
Right now. Okay, so we, the BC drive from BC, Vancouver to Calgary, we do it frequently. It's always the beginning of our tour. A lot of stuff happens on that drive. This drive, just on the way to Calgary, we practiced last night, the brakes went on the one side. Throughout the course of our trip, it got louder and louder and louder. By the time we got to our hotel last night, it was like kind of disturbing loud. Oh boy. And I looked at the rotor, and it's like just hacked up. And we had to come here. We had to leave Calgary at 7:45 this morning, so we couldn't get it into a shop. So we just went all the way here.
Just rolled the dice.
And so if you hear us pull out of the festival today, you'll hear this like...
Well, I hope this works out for the positive for you.
It's very rock star of us. We don't care.
Gathering those stories.
We don't care, gathering the stories.
When you play a festival like this, have you had a chance to meet lots of bands that I'm sure you look up to? Do you get excited about meeting these people?
Yeah, it's very inspiring. I think, it's just cool because their stories are similar to ours. I mean, we're at a certain stage of the game and we're just enjoying it. We're really working really hard. But to see where hard work and good songs and just working at your craft will get you, it's very inspiring. And they're good people, too. And that's what we try to do is we just always want to be down to earth and positive and really good people. We try our best to do.
Well, one of the places your music is taking you is Puerto Vallarta, Mexico in November.
Arriba.
Are you guys excited? We're getting excited.
I've actually hired my own personal mariachi band to follow me the whole trip. Perfect. So everyone's like, who's that? That's Drew from Dear Rouge. He has his own personal mariachi band.
That's what we call a power move. Hiring your own mariachi band.
Power move,
We're very excited to have you guys along with Serena Ryder.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you guys are amped for it, getting ready for it, going to perform down there.
Yep.
What can we expect for you in Mexico?
Well, we're going to be in the pool a lot.
Right.
When we're not doing the performance, so we might be sipping on some margaritas. But it's just going to be a really good time. The show's going to be energetic and fun, and we're just stoked.
And this is our first time doing a trip with a bunch of random people. Like, actually, it's going to be really interesting. We're going to meet everybody, and I hope that a lot of people from Edmonton come, and we can just hang out all week.
I guess the winners, that's really the only people that will end up coming, right?
Oh, no, you can buy the trip, too. Yeah, they've sold a bunch.
You can buy the trip, too. Yeah, good, we clarified it. Good.
We haven't even started. September 8th, we start qualifying people to get the hell out of here to Mexico.
That's
we haven't even
awesome.
Started giving away the trips yet.
Amazing.
That's coming, though. And aside from Mexico, what's down the road for Dear Rouge?
Well, we are releasing our debut album. We don't have an actual album out there yet, so that's coming in October. And that's really exciting. We've got some fall tours lined up and some new music videos and all kinds of stuff coming down the chute. So.
And actually, I think it's early December. I just got an email yesterday. We have a big show here in Edmonton.
Oh, boy.
I can't tell you all the details, but it's with two other bands that you play. And it's at one of the best venues in the city, and it'll be early December, and we are pumped that we are part of that show.
Right after Mexico.
Yep, can't get better than that.